Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A perfect storm of economic headwinds is brewing, with Brent crude oil prices surging to $106.20 per barrel, the Indian rupee plummeting to 94.25 per USD, and the IT sector witnessing a significant sell-off. First, let's understand why this is in the news. India's macroeconomic environment is under pressure from a convergence of external shocks, including the ongoing Middle East conflict, which has led to a 17% week-on-week increase in Brent crude oil prices. The Indian rupee, meanwhile, has logged its steepest weekly loss since September 2022, and the Sensex has fallen by approximately 1.3% due to the IT sector shedding over 5% following earnings guidance cuts by major players like Infosys and HCLTech. What makes this significant is that JP Morgan has simultaneously downgraded Indian equities to neutral, citing high valuations and energy shock headwinds. Building on this, the current surge in Brent crude oil prices is driven by the ongoing Middle East conflict. Crucially, India imports around 85% of its crude oil, making it acutely sensitive to global price movements. Every $10 per barrel increase in crude oil prices adds approximately 0.7 per liter to petrol pump prices before subsidy, and adds around $15 to $20 billion to India's oil import bill annually. It is worth pausing here to note that this also adds around 0.4% to India's Consumer Price Index, or CPI, which is a measure of consumer price inflation. And here is something that surprises many students: this widening of the current account deficit, or CAD, puts downward pressure on the rupee. Now, let us turn to the Indian rupee, which has fallen to 94.25 per USD, its steepest weekly decline since September 2022. The drivers of this decline are multifaceted. First, the dollar has been strengthening due to safe haven demand amid Middle East uncertainty. Second, foreign portfolio investors, or FPIs, have been pulling money out of Indian equities, leading to FPI outflows. Third, higher crude prices have led to higher USD demand from Indian refiners, who need to import more oil. Fourth, the Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, has been allowing gradual rupee depreciation rather than exhausting its forex reserves. Note this carefully: India's forex reserves stand at approximately $682 billion, providing a significant buffer, but the RBI has been judiciously deploying them. With that background in place, let us look at the implications for the IT sector. India's IT sector, a major export earner that generates around $250 billion annually, is facing guidance pressure. But why does this matter? The reason is that US client discretionary spending has been cut, leading to squeezed technology budgets as US firms manage tariff uncertainty. Additionally, banking, financial services, and insurance, or BFSI, deals have been slowing down, with the US banking sector being cautious post-SVB shock legacy. And what does this mean for India's strategic position? The stronger rupee, until recently, had eroded export revenues, leading to currency headwinds. Moving on to what this means for the market, the IT sell-off triggered the Sensex to fall by around 1.3% on 25th April, with IT stocks accounting for around 13% of Sensex weighting. So what exactly changed? JP Morgan downgraded Indian equities from overweight to neutral, citing high valuations, with the Nifty at around 22 times one-year forward price to earnings, or PE, compared to the historical average of 19 times. Remember this number, 22 times one-year forward PE. The earnings growth is under threat from energy shocks and global uncertainty, and FPI outflows are likely to continue in the near term. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indian rupee has fallen to 94.25 per USD, the steepest weekly decline since September 2022. The Brent crude oil price has surged to $106.20 per barrel, up 17% week on week. The IT sector has shed over 5% following earnings guidance cuts, and JP Morgan has downgraded Indian equities to neutral. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but it is worth noting that India's forex reserves stand at approximately $682 billion. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The key terms to remember are current account deficit, Brent crude, rupee depreciation, IT sector, FPI outflows, World Bank South Asia economic update, and forex reserves. These are crucial concepts that you should be familiar with, especially when it comes to the Indian economy and its vulnerabilities. In conclusion, the perfect storm of economic headwinds, including surging crude oil prices, a plummeting rupee, and a struggling IT sector, has significant implications for India's macroeconomic environment and its growth trajectory. The World Bank's projection of 6.6% GDP growth for FY27, down from 7.6% in FY26, seems to be validated by these developments, and it is essential to keep a close eye on these trends as they unfold.